My guest at this time is Danny Tarkanian, a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Nevada. He is challenging Republican Senator Dean Heller in the 2018 Republican primary. He joins me now to explain why he's running and what differentiates him from Senator Heller. And Mr. Tarkanian, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on. You know, the reason I'm running is, I've gotten an amazing number of emails, texts, phone calls, social media requests encouraging me to run against Senator Heller because the people in Nevada are very frustrated with the representation they've had from Senator Heller over the years. And I think it culminated with these votes not to repeal Obamacare after he promised to. And I got in this race because I feel like so many others that we have the most amazing opportunity before us. We have a president who has the courage and the conviction to really try to make substantive and meaningful changes to the way Washington, D.C. operates. And he's doing a lot of those things, and some good things are happening through executive order. But for him to get his America First agenda passed, he needs senators that are going to support that agenda. And I fully support the president's America First agenda. Like many people out there, you know, there's some things he does with the style of how he acts that I may differ on. But look at what he's trying to accomplish. I mean, who you don't even see the left-leaning media attack his policy positions. They're just attacking him personally. It's because those policy positions are what our country needs.
Danny, when it comes to the repeal vote, he did vote for the skinny repeal, which is the one a lot of people are focusing on, and ultimately John McCain and Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski spiked that one. The one you're referring to, at least one that you're referring to, is the clean repeal that he did vote for back in 2015. And I know there were a couple of others along the way, including the House bill that he said would be dead on arrival in the Senate. So what did the people of Nevada expect from Dean Heller, in your estimation, compared to what they've gotten?
Well, they expect him to keep his word from what he promises when he campaigns and what he when he's trying to get elected. And that's not what he got. And I mean, it's sort of a look at the skinny repeal was a joke. It was the worst bill that was proposed out there. It didn't do anything to lower the premiums for the hardworking middle class Americans that have seen their premiums go up, like my family's, $12,000 a year. Our deductibles 500%. Our copay for a specialist doctor 400%. Dean Heller's skinny repeal that he brags about that he signed actually raises the premium another 20% more than it's already going to raise. It was the worst possible bill out there. The bill I'm talking about is the one that you mentioned. He signed and promised he would vote to repeal Obamacare. That is what he did in 2015 when he knew President Obama would veto it. Then in 2017, the exact same bill came before him, and he joined six other senators who had signed for the repeal in 2015 that voted against the repeal this year, knowing President Trump would sign it. And that's what's infuriated the people of Nevada.
So why are you the better choice? What experience do you have to prove to Republican voters and ultimately all Nevada voters that you'd be a better choice to represent the state?
Well, use the word experience. If you want to have political experience and being in, a politician for a number of years, that's Dean Heller. He's been in office 30 years. That's not me. My experience is this. I have worked within the Republican Party as a very strong advocate for conservative principles, America First principles that Donald Trump is talking about. I've never wavered on that support, even though it cost me quite a bit in previous elections because I had the conviction to stand up. I had the conviction to stand up for what I believed in and won't back down from it. Everywhere I go in this great state of Nevada, I hear people say they're sick and tired of politicians who promise one thing when they run for office and then do the exact opposite when they get elected. The people that know me know that I will do what I promise that I'm going to do when I'm campaigning. They know that I have the courage and conviction to do that. And I think the particularly in the Republican primary, the vast majority of Republicans want to see the America First policies passed that Donald Trump is trying to get done.
You've obviously tied yourself pretty closely to Trump in this campaign when other Republicans, including Heller in Washington, are edging away. There's obviously an upside and a downside to attaching yourself that closely. Explain why you've decided to use that strategy.
Because, it's the right thing to do. That's the only strategy you should look at. What's the right thing to do? The right thing to do is to get President Trump's America First policies passed. As I mentioned, there's a lot of President Trump is getting ridiculed and demeaned in the media all the time. When's the last time they ridiculed one of his policy positions? Now, you can argue that with Obamacare, but many people were in favor of repealing it. The only time I've seen them attack his policy was on the travel ban. They haven't said a single thing about the other things he's trying to accomplish. Look, we're seeing stock market highs virtually daily. Unemployment at a 16-year low. Border crossings are down 70% for illegal immigrants. ISIS and Iraq are being destroyed. ISIS is being destroyed in Iraq and Syria. There are so many positive things that he's done and he wants to do, and those are the things that need to get passed. And I want you to make sure that when you say I tie myself to Trump, I agree with what he's trying to do policy-wise in Washington, D.C. He has a different style than I do and handles things differently as a person. He's been ridiculed for that and demonized by that. And some of them are his fault and some aren't. But the point is, the things he's trying to do, which is most important for our country, and that's the policies he's advocating. I firmly believe in those policies.
What are you hearing most from the people of Nevada? I know the campaign is still pretty young, but what matters most to them? What issues are they talking to you about most?
Obamacare, repealing Obamacare, getting our economy going full throttle again. And they want somebody who's going to actually tell the truth to them when they campaign, from what they campaign on to what they do when they get back to Washington, D.C.
There's a belief that Nevada is getting bluer and bluer. Trump narrowly lost to Hillary Clinton there. Dean Heller barely won in 2012. What's your sense of where the state is right now?
Well, the state is getting bluer. There's more Democrats moving into the state, and you've seen the voter registration go up. It's gone up significantly up until 2012. It's leveled off a little bit since then. But it's a tough state, but it's not a state that's out of reach. There's 6% more Democrats in the state. There's 23% of the state is independent. So if you win the independents and hold your base, a good, strong Republican could win. In 2014, the Republicans won every single major race on the ballot. The governor, the lieutenant governor, every constitutional office. They took control of the Senate and took control of the Assembly for the first time in 89 years.
For those who haven't heard much about you before, they'll probably recognize your last name. You played for UNLV. You played for a Final Four team. Your dad was coach of the team. Your mom's been on the city council in Las Vegas. Politics is a rough game. Sports can be a rough game. What have you learned, whether in your business experience, your athletic experience, to get you ready for the rough and tumble world of politics?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, what they say about you personally and the character assassinations that they throw at you politically is very difficult for anybody to handle. I had the opportunity, not the fortunate opportunity, it was the unfortunate opportunity to watch how the media crucified my father when he was coaching. And I don't mean all of them, but a good chunk of them. So I'm used to seeing the criticism and how unfair it was and how my father handled it. So I think that's allowed me to handle it much better than almost any other person who's run for public office. And the other thing that I think the sports has done for me is I've had some very tough and agonizing losses, and I learned that you fight back from those losses. You don't give up. You show perseverance, never quit attitude, and that's the only way you overcome those things. And I think a lot of people would have thrown in the towel by now if they were in my shoes, but because of the way I was raised, that isn't me.
Where can folks learn more about your campaign and where you stand on the issues?
Well, they go to my website at tarkenv.com. Now, we just got in the race less than 2 weeks ago, so we don't have a full website up, but we will. They go to the website, tarkenv.com, or email info@tarkenv.com, and I'll answer all of any questions you have personally.
Tarkenv.com is the website. Mr. Tarkanian, thanks so much for your time today. We look forward to checking back in with you as we get closer and closer to primary day next year.
Thank you. I look forward to it also, and thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Danny Tarkanian, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Nevada. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.